Jared was invited to a parent-teacher conference for his son, Eli. Not like the normal conferences.
No, this is based on behavior.
Mm-hmm.
This is by invite only.
Yeah.
It's a very exclusive list.
Yes,
thing
it
you
is.
Don't want to get the email for, like, wait,
oh,
what?
No, no,
what's
no.
What's going on?
But you learn really quickly that there's something you shouldn't be doing when you're in the conference.
Yeah, it was me, his mom, Heather, and then when I walked in, Eli was in there, too. And the thing I learned is they don't like when you joke around during the conference.
No.
No. Yeah, there's a time and a place, and that ain't it.
It was a tough crowd.
Yeah.
I got no laughs.
Yeah.
Was it an audience of three?
I'm like, is this mic on?
Were they like, oh, that's where Eli's behavior comes from?
We've isolated the issue.
You know what, Eli? Go home.
Never mind. Got it.
They're like, we get it now.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I got the email, and I, every single day, not Ava.
No.
Never. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Never one. And
never.
This is the first time we've ever had, like, teacher said, we need to sit down and talk to you about Eli.
But, like, you saw it coming.
In middle school, maybe. Yeah, recently. It's like, he's just trying too hard to be, I don't want to say he's trying too hard, but he wants to be funny.
Got it.
And then he has friends that, like, will do whatever he does.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so I'm like, I'm trying to point out the positive. So he brought that up, like, yeah, his friends, when he's being funny or being disruptive, then they start being disruptive. And I go, natural leader. They didn't like that very much.
So the conference was based on behavior being disruptive?
Yeah, it's talking, joking around too much, and then just getting up and walking around the classroom. I'm like, dude.
Well, that he doesn't get from you because you don't get up at all.
I was like, let's get a DNA test. Where's Maury Povich?
That's from his mother.
That's right? Not me. Yeah, it's definitely not me. Yeah. And so it's like, it's not the worst things in the world, but it's... But enough for them to, because teachers don't set up a conference based on behavior when you do it one time.
Right.
This, they've been asking to stop doing it, and he's not listening. And since he could hear, even I still don't know if he can hear. But I love Eli to death. He just doesn't listen.
And
he
there's
is
a
so
difference.
Stubborn.
There's a difference between he can hear just fine. Yeah. He's just not
what
listening.
Grade is
I get
he in?
It.
He's in sixth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They say that because these are middle school teachers. They say they see it usually sixth grade. A lot of times with the boys, sometimes with the girls, a lot of time with the boys, about halfway through the year, that's when the behavior changes because they're not scared of being in middle school anymore.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
They're comfortable, and they've tested the limits. And, anyway, I was trying to lighten the mood because it was me, Heather, Max Y, first one.
Yeah, first one.
Eli, which I didn't know he was going to be in there with his shaggy hair, and I just want to shave his head the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then... to two different teachers, a third one couldn't make it.
What?
And I'm like, Eli, do you think they're making this stuff? He didn't fight, like, before we told him the conference was coming up, he's like, I'm not doing anything.
Man. Right.
Like, for real, like, I don't do nothing, bro.
Frame, dog.
Look at my grades, bro. They're good, bro. And I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't mean you can just talk in class every single day. For years, I say, make your teacher's job easier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, either I text it to him, because I'm here at work early in the morning, I remind him, make your teacher's life easier. And so then I bring that up. I said, Eli, what do I text you every morning?
I don't know.
Oh, doesn't it figure? Doesn't it figure?
I can't remember.
No.
And the teacher's like, you remember. I said, Eli, you're not on trial for murder, which I thought was a little bit funny. Mm-hmm. And they're like, stone. I mean, I don't think Kevin Hart could have cracked these two ladies.
Do you think they want to be in there
but
doing that?
You got to be here. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I go, but seriously, man, it's like you think, like, you're not on trial for murder. You can answer it because every question he was asked, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember doing that. I'm like, you have a future in politics.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they're going through, and one teacher was like probably the early or mid to late 20s. And the other teacher was closer, I hope she takes it the wrong way, probably closer to retirement.
Okay.
And so, like, he's annoying all ages.
I was going to say.
It's not like just one that's like, I don't want to deal with this. It's like a new teacher that's, like, more excited about it.
Yeah.
They're both great teachers.
Equal opportunity annoyer.
Yeah. And then the third teacher is the theater teacher who is, like, basically one of my friends.
Oh, no.
And even he. Yeah.
And my ex-wife, Heather, said, when Mr. Luck emailed us, we knew then that this was serious. And then she's like, I don't mean that. We didn't take it seriously from you two.
Yeah, right.
She, like, caught herself. Said, but he is. Yeah. And they're like, no, we get it. Like, he's the most laid back person. And you're causing problems in that. And they've all had Ava, which is a little unfair. Ava caused no problems.
Right.
You know, like, it's a 4.5 GPA.
Just doesn't rock the boat. Follows the rules.
And on top of that, helps other students. We'd get emails. Ava's actually helping. She'll find students who are struggling and help them. Meanwhile, Eli's looking for the joke, which I kind of can't get too mad about.
I was going to say, Eli, he talks so much and annoys everyone around him.
He has to be your son.
So, like, was the conference set up because there could be some serious consequences if the behavior...
They said the next step is that he gets ISS.
Has he gotten detention?
Ooh. No.
No.
I don't know if they do that. Do they do that?
I don't know. I think they have. They talked to him and they've separated him from the class before. And he's not, like, they said he started the school year and he's raising his hand and he's helpful and he's participating. It said then something just switched where it's like he started getting laughs, which I get, from his friends, and then he's the ringleader.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if he goes to ISS, he'll be even cooler.
Yeah.
Wall Street crap.
Keep it up,
but Eli. Like, by himself, though.
He's not going to like it. He'll be cooler.
Yeah, he won't like it.
That's boring.
He won't like that.
And I suggested, our thought was, why don't you have him teach a class one day? And then, because the people are going to be talking and see how he likes it. Have you ever taught a class before and people are talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Matt,
constantly.
Matt, we just start working here.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
Matt's
it's terrible,
professor.
and it's not just that; it's they're on their phones, or they've got their computers up and they're pretending to take notes. No, you're not. I sit in the back of class when other students do presentations, and I just watch the screens, and it's social media. Group chats on their Macs where they can send it to people's phones, and it's like they're not paying attention. I will make an announcement in front of class, and I will say, this is important, and I know some of you will not hear this, so please listen up. And then 2 days later, I didn't see a link to submit the thing. And I'm like, hey, remember that time that I said, you just need to email it to me? And I said, you're not going to hear this, so listen up.
Right.
And they still are just like, oh, I must have missed that.
Oh, bro,
you don't talk loud enough, bro.
You didn't even tell me.
But they're not allowed to use their phones in
No, they're not supposed to, but they... Now, they have now said that when he comes to class, they're taking his phone.
Okay.
Because it's disruptive.
Well, let me ask you another thing.
Yes.
Jared, as a father and have to work with the first wife too, are there consequences at home now to prevent this so it's not just at school that he might get ISS or...
I mean, I think he's getting a new PS5, so...
That's how we do.
No, Heather texted me later and was like a screenshot because we co-parent very well.
Uh-huh.
One out of two is not bad. And so, I mean, like...
Maybe the other one years down the road.
Right, but, you know, but I mean, like, she like was like really well. I mean, it's never any problems. But she's so... We can actually joke and stuff. Anyway, she sent me a screenshot from Eli. This is after the meeting. We're embarrassed as parents.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, we're getting called to the principal's office.
Yep.
Never had this with Ava. And it's over, like, dumb stuff. But you're causing a problem. Stop it.
Yes. Like, stop embarrassing me.
And we tell you all the time, don't be disruptive. Be helpful. Anyway, he's like, Mom, can I go to Sky Zone later today? And then he texts me, Dad, my PS4 is not working. Get a PS5. I'm like, what world do you live in?
Yeah.
And so, so he went to Sky Zone and got his PS5. No, I'm just like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
But, no, then I won the teachers over, I think. Because then I was like, okay, they're not going to joke around. So then I was like, Eli... And I was being serious. It's like, stop being disruptive in class. I said, being a teacher is very difficult. And then if one person's talking, but now you're getting three or four, it's like impossible to do their job. And then when I won them over, then they start laughing at my jokes.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is about me getting laughs.
Well, clearly. And you were failing.
Yeah, I was failing.
But now
you
got an A+.
Like crickets. Like my face is turning red.
Well, they probably listened. So they're like, we know where the issue is coming from.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, Heather, you really don't need to be here other than Jared not feeling singled out.
Right. Because my fear would be if there was no consequence at home, like, because of that, I would think that he's going to continue to do it in school and until he gets the ISS.
Well, some of you are on hold. Want to share some ideas on some discipline ideas for Eli. That's next. Jared and Katie in the morning.